You're listening to a Radio 1 91 FM podcast.
We are now joined by Lococo, who is coming on to talk about their new EP, Into the Light. Morena, how are you doing, my friend?
Oh, Atamarie, how's it going, everyone? Radio is the Radio 91, right? Radio 1.
Radio 1. On the 91.
Radio
there
1,
you go.
My bad. what's going on?
It's going good. It's going very, very good, my friend. How are you?
Not bad for Monday. I mean, I really like Mondays.
You like Mondays?
Yeah, I do.
Do you prefer Mondays over Tuesdays?
Yes.
Yeah, me too. I feel like Tuesday has no vibe at all. You know, it's a weird day.
Nothing.
Nah.
It's a passing day, yeah.
It's a husk of a day. Are you coming to us live from Tamaki Makaurau?
I am. All the way here in Central Mount Roscoe is good.
Nice. Is it a good day today?
It is. It's beaming at the moment, and she's still in here, but you know, all summer to do that. All summer to be outside.
Hell yeah, I agree. I'm glad it's taking its time getting warm down here, which is nice. All about, you know, a little bit of coldness here and there. But nonetheless, we are here to talk about your new EP, Into the Light. Now, the EP's Ooh. Name, as I've mentioned, is Into the Light. And on the title track, you repeat the line, Come to the Light. Now, some online have alleged that with this new light-centric material that you've been using moths as ghostwriters. How do you respond to that?
Who?
You've been using moths.
Oh, moths. I was like, okay. Well, I don't know too much about that, but hey, who came with that? Coming to the light. Nah, so it's very much penned from my relationship with the creator.
Mm.
Okay, everything I feel, everything I'm thinking, all my whole well-being and tuned and interwoven weave, it's all got to do with him.
Mm.
So everything that you hear on there, how it's titled, how it's written, is about my relationship. So if you want to know how Coco's doing, check the songs, then you'll know whether to approach her or not, what kind of state she's in. Pretty much.
Has 2024 been a year of coming into the light for you and maybe cementing that relationship more?
Definitely. I mean, he's always there, mm-hmm. right? But I feel like even more so, I've been leaning on him with new relationships, with the transition to moving from Auckland to Wellington, because mm-hmm. I'll be doing that over the summer.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a lot of, not unsurety, but it's like, it's a new chapter, right? So I kind of need that guidance and that confirmation and reassurance is going to be okay.
Yep.
So definitely have to walk that way and kind of listen to him a bit more and guiding. But yeah.
Yeah, nice. He's definitely your rock, it sounds like.
Definitely.
Nice. I saw, this is kind of tangential, but I saw on your story from Saturday that you're doing some post-grad type study in the field of Indigenous/Māori studies. I want to know, what are you writing at the moment? It sounds like a pretty in-depth, massive undertaking.
Are we all in depth over here? We and I are deeply rooted, grounded, that's right. I'm in my last leg, or however you want to put it, for my doctorate, PhD mm-hmm. studies in creative thought processes, thinking, which is Indigenous, focused on Indigenous, Māori and Pacific.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just a lot of Talanoa-based, which is conversations with participants of the same ethnicity and just how they get to their creative, like the outsource, the outcome of it. How do they get there, though, is the most important part. Mm. A lot of people feel, even for myself to the day, they say they understand, but they really don't understand. I'm still getting it. They're like, but how did you get there?
Mm.
Whether I don't know how to articulate it properly, whether I'm not speaking the same lingo, I'm not sure. But this piece here is trying to kind of help others out there to understand more. This is how we get there as Pacific thinkers with the Māori lens, with our worldviews. These are the different ways you can see it as. But yeah.
Mm. Fascinating. That sounds really fascinating. I mean, it helps to be in the creative field making awesome music. That definitely helps.
That too. It definitely makes the pen flow and the, yeah.
Mm-hmm. There's some very dancey stuff on here. I mean, the whole thing I could just bop to constantly. How would you dance to the material on this new EP?
How would I dance?
Yeah.
Oh, girl! There's not enough space in this little here. In this little Zoom phone thing. How would I dance? Oi, it's like dun dun dun. It's just a head bobby.
Head bob.
And the next minute the arms start going.
Yeah.
I might put in a shuffle. Ooh, can't even jump. I don't know my shuffling, eh? Is that even a thing now? Am I putting a slide here and there? I don't know. Dip. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. No, it's real fun stuff, man. It is super fun. I'd love to see it live sometime. On the track Follow Me, you're really embodying a sort of a 60s, 70s kind of soul, belty vocal style reminiscent of an Aretha Franklin type voice. Was she or that sound kind of a conscious influence for you here?
Oh, you got to put in the aunties, eh? Growing up, Perkins vocals, you got to put that, I call them aunties, eh? Mariah Carey as well. Come on, don't.
Oh yeah, no. Like, yeah, let's not ignore her.
The eighth or whatever. Often people say it's unnecessary. I think it's very necessary. It's very necessary. But Coco's vocal sound is rooted in the gospel R&B soul. Right, can't get away from that. Mm. Everything around it changed though in terms of music. That's collaborations. Everyone else's influences. And at the time of Coco's life, like actually, yeah, I'm moving towards that's the rhythm of my beat. That's saying I want it like that. But the vocal sense and how I deliver definitely comes from influences like the Arethas, like the Shakas, like the Fantasias, like the Whitneys and Mariah, definitely. And from my grandmother, who's a 10-piece choir all on her own.
Oh, man.
So, I want to bring it closer to home and shout, Grandma.
Shout, Grandma, indeed, man. I noticed in a corridor for Tikiku Radio and on a different corridor with Tagata Pacifica that you refer to Lococo as almost a different person. You know, there was one excerpt I remember where you said Lococo wants to do many genres instead of being pigeonholed. What do you think addressing yourself in the third person affords you when you're talking about your music?
Well, let's go to why does she do it, eh? Like, I did it because I was comfortable.
Mm.
Like, there's the I there, but just, and I think that goes with the practice of being in the support business or the social kind of business as work. You know, you're talking to others, trying to champion others. You're always uplifting others. So you're talking about, consistently talking about others.
True.
And it just kind of naturally moved to me, towards me, like that way. And it was comfortable because I practiced it that way all the time.
Mm-hmm.
So instead of, there was a time where don't talk about yourself, be humble. That's a humble word. I, myself, me. And it's not that I'm not any less confident. It's just I'm comfortable with speaking to her like that because of probably the practice influence that I have in my work.
Mm-hmm.
But it's natural, it's more easy, and I like that.
Nice. No, it's really unique and awesome, I think. It's something that definitely stuck out to me when I was listening, when I was doing some research for today.
And I like the curiosity, and people are like, hey, who's this? That cracks me up all the time.
Yeah.
That's before the pronouns, everyone. I was still speaking about this before the pronouns.
It's funny. You could, like, almost act as though you're not Lococo and be like, oh, yeah, Lococo's great. You have to see her sometime.
Oh, wait, what's my mentality going? And they're like, hey, is she all right?
Yeah. Oh, man. As you mentioned before in the program, you're moving from Tamaki to Wellington, in particular the Lower Hutt, I overheard.
That's the Hutt Valley, girl.
Yeah, man. Do you have any artists working in Poneke, Wellington, that you're wanting to collaborate with at the moment?
Yeah, definitely. Her name's Kenzie from Wally. Hey, hey. Yeah, she's down there. She's a FMMC. Real, like, just confident, oozing Pacific, oozing Maori, oozing, like, strong mana wahine. That's family, but, like, I definitely want. We've been talking about it for ages, but we never get into it. We're just busy doing our own things. Probably the distance as well didn't help, but I hope to get down there clacking with her, sir.
Mm-hmm. Mm. I'm curious as to how you manage, you know, moving, doing a doctorate, doing all this music. It's pretty, you know, that's a lot of stuff you're juggling.
Man, I get this a lot. This question, I was like, yeah. I just say, yeah, because she can do it all. But the thing is, I had started picking up a lot of things. I know a lot of things at an early age, and I think it was just to block out the silence, to kind of keep me comfortable.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe it was a trauma thing to be busy about being busy, and then it just kind of steamrolled into that, and I was picking up a lot of things. Later on in life, I was like, actually, I don't need to be this busy. But it kind of, like, you know, you still keep some of the things, and I'm still holding and playing all these hats and juggling, multitasking. It's just natural now, but I definitely am more aware. Am I doing this to be busy, or am I doing this to occupy myself? Like, questions like that. But yeah. I mean, this is the last step. PhD is the last leg. Creativity will always be what it be. But everything in between is just chill.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. What's that quote? Idle hands are the devil's work, whatever? Something like that.
I don't know that one, but that was a great one.
Yeah, something like that.
Check it in, write it down.
Yeah, write it down. So, what's on for 2025 for you?
2025, as well, it's another chapter of my life, and I really do want to give, put more, invest more into myself in terms of well-being, health and well-being, mm-hmm. whether it's health and relationships, but health with self and mind. Because up here in Auckland, it's real quite busy, and I've spent half of my life here,
yeah.
and it's been just like ticking off boxes, chasing, and doing. I'm ready to just chill. Like, you know, I've achieved it after the studies, I'm done. I just want to create and just be cool with it.
To hang out.
Oh, and my grandma, and be with my grandmother. These are the days, man, you know what I mean? No one's like in this big-ass house, and there's one little lady, I'm like, come on. So I want to fill it up with some laughter, some joy whilst I go.
Mm-hmm. Does she listen to your music?
She does, although she's like, I'm like, I'm talking about a creator. She's like, where? Because she's like, I don't hear it. And I was like, oh, because I have to say it, the name.
Oh, that's
I do her another home version. So.
Oh, that's so sweet. That's so sweet. Yeah, honestly, to anyone who's listening, please do hang out with your grandparents. It is a great time. I loved it, hanging out with my grandparents. I really want to thank you for your time and coming on this morning, Lococo. I want to know, do you have any shows that might be coming up in TY Ponamu?
Man, not as yet, but we're looking at a transition, maybe a transitional show, like kind of reintroducing myself or revamping or a reintroduction, however, I don't know, from here to Wellington.
Mm-hmm.
But here's another show on your radio station that I want to be a part of as well. Can I do a quick shout-out?
Yeah, sure.
I want to do a shout-out to Native Birds Aotearoa.
Oh, yes. Yep.
Can I just say, bro, who's that guy? Like,
Hamish? Yeah, Hamish is a legend. Yeah.
Loving and supporting music. Like, we're listening up here to every other EV station, every other station's like, awesome stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Love the content and love what you guys are doing.
No, I appreciate that so much. I'll be sure to pass that on to Hamish. Much appreciated. Awesome. Thank you so much for coming on this morning. It was great chatting with you.
Thank you.
Take care. Kia ora. All right, folks. That was Lococo. We're chatting about their new EP, Into the Light, which you can find all over the internet right now. We're going to play Closer to Mine from that EP right now. You're listening to The One. Keep it locked. Proud of you.
Was a Radio 1 91 FM podcast. You can find more of them at r1.co.nz/podcasts.